From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. Don Meredith has died. Meredith was a Monday Night Football announcer, loved for his demeanor and country boy flourishes. Before that, he was a legendary Dallas Cowboys quarterback. NPR's Mike Pesca has this remembrance.
He was born Joseph Donald Meredith, but everyone loved to call him Dandy Don. An extrovert from a young age, the young Don would greet customers at his dad's dry goods store in Mount Vernon, Texas. Mount Vernon was a 100-mile straight shot east of Dallas, where Meredith would first gain prominence as the quarterback for SMU. They said the letters stood for Southern Meredith University when Don was named All-American in 1958 and 59. Back then, the SMU Mustangs were the biggest team in town, but an upstart professional squad called the Cowboys sought to change that. Steve Sabol, president of NFL Films, recalled that there was an almost immediate clash between quarterback and his by-the-numbers head coach.
Tom Landry looked at the game as an intensely serious business. Don Meredith came into football with the notion that the game was just another chance to go out and have a little fun.
Meredith was very good. He was the league's most outstanding player once, and he made the Pro Bowl three times. But he had a reputation for losing the big game. Of course, twice those losses were at the hands of the Green Bay Packers, who would go on to win the first two Super Bowls. In a playoff game after the 1968 season, Meredith was benched after throwing three interceptions. At 30, Meredith was done with football. Well, done with playing football.
And to tell you about Jefferson Street Joe Gilliam, who else but my colleague Dandy Don Meredith, now absent of mustache, and we're happy to see that.
Oh, well, tell it like it is, Howard. Tell it like it. Jefferson Street Joe. Where's number 17? That it can't be all bad. From Nashville, Tennessee, still on the plus side. Went to Pearl High School. That's all right, too.
1970, Meredith surfaced alongside Howard Cosell in a television experiment called Monday Night Football. Meredith wasn't a great describer of on-field action or a great translator of technicalities. What he was, as much as anything, was the guy who would puncture Howard Cosell's pomposity.
The lights, the party's over.
Dandy Don's trademark was to break into song during a blowout. He preferred this tune by Willie Nelson, a fellow Texan who kept life in perspective. Don Meredith died in his Santa Fe home on Sunday. He was 72 years old. Mike Pesca, NPR News.